I'm just seeing a post from Joel Sherman. I haven't read the article. I have a sneaking suspicion I won't be able to read the article. But, oh no, look at that. I might be able to. So I'll read it during the break. But from the first day of spring training to the last, nothing is more common than pitchers fielding practice, PFP. And within the grounders to first, pitchers covering, no shock that the fundamentality unsound Yankees messed that up only to cost themselves a shot at the World Series. Again, I guess you could look at it that way. That makes sense. To me, if it's the most practiced play, what would you like the manager to do? Like, is he not, you're saying that they practice it less than other teams? Or they don't, explain to me how that play, and by quoting the fact that it's the most practiced play, it's the simplest of baseball, and in the biggest moment, he didn't do it. I understand that. Again, I guess it's on Boone. It's on Boone. Steve in Bayside, what's up, Steve?
What's going on?
What's up?
Did you watch the, you know, you've been saying that these things are inexplicable, and I'm going to try to offer my explanation.
Sure.
Because, things that keep happening over and over again, there must be some reason.
Well, Judge has never made an error. Judge didn't make an error all year, so that doesn't happen over and over again.
Well, no, I'll get to that. I agree with you on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Did you see Boone's post-game press conference?
I didn't see it. I heard a little bit of it as I was driving in. Once the game where I live, as soon as the game ends, I got to hop in the car. So I didn't get a chance to see.
Okay, glittering example. Yeah, no, glittering example of my point.
Yeah.
They said, they asked Boone, what about the Volpe play? What about the Judge play? Hey, we have to make those plays. Mm-hmm. Perfect answer. No problem with that.
Yep.
What about Cole Nuts? Well, I'm sure he had a lot on his mind. He was in the middle of a tough inning. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Zero accountability. The mental error, zero accountability. The physical error, no problem. Saying to the media,
right.
Saying to the media, we have to make those plays.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing every time the Yankees have won, any of these. Anytime they beat up on the AL Central,
right.
Or when they won a game or two, the game that they just won yesterday, you hear about how much this team loves each other. And that's usually teams that win do usually, that's a good thing. I mean, you want guys to have each other's back.
Yep.
You don't want players calling each other out publicly.
Right.
But you do want accountability within the team.
Sure.
And that's what I think is lacking on this team.
That's fair.
You were talking about Torrey.
Yeah.
When you were talking about Torrey, Torrey won when he had Zimmer next to him. Didn't win anything without Zimmer.
Right.
Won when he had Zimmer next to him. And also Jeter in the club. Jeter in the clubhouse. Jeter was, hold on. Jeter was very much like Aaron Judge. He didn't want to be the bad guy, but when he would see something.
Yeah, he had
Posada who was going to do his dirty work for him. I think that kind of, look, great teams, they have each other's back,
mm-hmm.
they fight for each other, but they also have a culture of accountability, and I think that's what's lacking.
Yeah,
and don't forget, this is Boone's first managerial job.
I understand that, but like what you just said, you think Derek Jeter and Jorge Posada held the team accountable because Joe Torre enforced, you think that Joe Torre taught them how to do it?
No, I think there was more of a culture of accountability than I see with these Yankee teams.
I understand it's Boone's first managerial job, you're indicating that that's because Boone is the manager. So what I'm saying is, and I hear what you're saying. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And I think it has to be within the players more than the manager. Like, I totally agree. They've got to hold themselves accountable. And again, we say this a lot about we're saying it now with the Jets, right, in football. Hold accountable. In baseball, it's a little bit easier because you play 162, and I suppose you could bench him. What should Boone do? Like, I really would love someone, call me up, tell me what holding accountable is. Like, so Gerrit Cole, you just use this as an example. Gerrit Cole had a mental gaffe on the final day of the season. Aaron Boone should go into the press conference and say, that's a terrible job by Cole, and he cost us the game. When he pitched his heart out and kept them in it and still threw more innings. Like, what's is that simply holding someone accountable, saying that's a play you have to make? Is that all it takes? Is that what's holding a player accountable? What's holding a player accountable? Benching Gleyber Torres for not hustling? Sure. Sure. Should Gerrit Cole miss a start? Should they, like, next year opening day, give the start to somebody else so they can hold him accountable for the mistake he made in the World Series? I would love, like, what's holding players accountable mean? Because in football, it means even less. Like, are you going to bench someone one of 17 games? What does hold players accountable mean? Call them out in team meetings? How do you know that's not happening with the New York Yankees? Like, I don't know what hold accountable actually means. Bench, is that the only thing? Because in football, we say hold people accountable. You're not going to bench someone one of 17 games, not someone who's important. Gleyber Torres was benched this year, taken out of a game for not hustling, benched. He was held accountable. And in many ways, maybe it turned the season around. But I don't know, like, what does hold accountable mean? Yeah, call them out in the media? Hold them accountable to you. Give it, you know, give in to your bloodlust of needing them, you know, drawn and quartered out in public. Like, I just, these players make millions of dollars. They're coached. Even in the Joel Sherman article, nothing has gone over more. I'm assuming he means with the Yankees. Like, they go over the pitcher, the PFP, pitcher fielding practice. It's the most common thing that you do all year long. Aaron Judge hasn't dropped a ball all year, hasn't made a single error. Makes an error to start, you know, in the second at bat of this inning. Volpe won a gold glove. He threw a ball into the dirt instead of throwing it to Jazz. I get it. I'm not saying that there isn't sloppy play, but I think it's so easy and it's washed away with hold players accountable. Hold them, how? And how many times did Joe Torre rip into someone publicly? Do you remember a lot of Joe Torre holding players accountable publicly? I don't. I don't remember a lot of public rippings of players. Derek Jeter, Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams, Andy Pettit. Those are a special, Jorge Posada, that's a special group who held themselves accountable. And Joe Torre is not the reason that Derek Jeter played the way he played and had the mentality he had. He was born with that. He had that. Phil Jackson wasn't the reason that Kobe Bryant had it. Like, you have to have it. And maybe the Yankees need to look into getting more guys who have it. 888, because if we're expecting managers to instill it, we're in the wrong generation.